Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Show. We are on the air. Glad to have you today. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to the program. We certainly appreciate it. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association. And I've been telling you about this for a while now. They've got a new website, abetterfuel.org. abetterfuel.org. You heard the article that I recently read one. That talked about ethanol and it may be the savior for the internal combustion engine. And it's a renewable fuel. It burns cleaner. It's good for the environment. I read another interesting article from Bloomberg that Big Oil now exploring ways to add more inexpensive ethanol to their gasoline. They've been resisting ethanol for a long time. Now they're realizing this is actually, short of going completely EV, this is the way to go. But even Big Oil is kind of seeing the light. They're responding now how cheap the biofuel has become. And of course, drivers love the E15, which is actually the unleaded 88, and the retailers are taking notice as well. So if you're out there cruising around and your car is newer than 2001, chances are you can probably put it in your tank. And if your car says flex fuel on the back or on the gas cap, you know you can take the E85. So go to the website, dispel all the myths, get all the facts, and see if your car qualifies. Go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. As always, brought to you by the local farmers who grow the corn and the Wisconsin refineries who turn it into ethanol, and then they blend it into the gasoline at the great retailers all around the state and beyond our borders right here in the upper Midwest within the sound of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. That's our friends from the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. Go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Real quick, we're going to get Marcus Johnson coming on here in just a moment, and we're going to chat some Bucks basketball with him. I'm flipping through, and Facebook is a terrible place most of the time, but a lot of the times you can scroll through it, you can kind of see some, you know, weird stuff, and, you know, every now and then you'll come across something and you'll go, wait a minute, and it'll catch your eye. I'm scrolling through this morning. I don't know about you, but it's almost tempting because they're not that expensive. For $12,000, $12,000, which is a lot of money, but listen to what you can buy with it. You can buy the Wienermobile. They've got a couple of used Wienermobiles they're selling for $12,000. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to park it in front of my house, but there's nothing that says fun like a used Wienermobile if you get a chance to go out and drive that thing around. So we'll talk about that coming up. Joining us right now, a guy that does not cruise up to any ball game at the Five Serve Forum in a used Wienermobile, our buddy Marcus Johnson, the Bucks television analyst. Marcus, how you been?
I don't know, man. What did I walk into here? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, no. I would not buy a used Wienermobile, I don't think. It sounds like fun. I'd go to the drive-in and if they still had drive-ins around, but that's about the extent of it. Hey, I got to ask you, this team, internally, we all know what they've done. They've beaten everybody. They've beaten everybody by a handily amount. They now have the largest win margin in NBA history as it stands right now. Tell me why nationally, and you see people more than anybody when you're out on the road, why nationally do they not get the respect that so many people feel they deserve?
It's funny you ask that. I just happened to catch Stephen A. I don't know what he was on. We worked together at Fox, and turned out to be good friends. Initially, he wasn't like that. I couldn't stand him. But watching him, I think it was today, I believe, but one of the many, you know, shows he appears on, but he was talking about Giannis and kind of who else, Brooke Lopez, you know, Chris Middleton,
right.
You know, he compared him to Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, two of the most prolific shooters in NBA history in terms of a backcourt. Well, you know, Klay wasn't always like that. He wasn't always thought of on that level. It took some a tweaking of the offense by Steve Kerr and then the addition of Kevin Durant. So my point is, long answer to say that the other guys outside of Giannis just don't get the kind of respect that, I won't even say deserve. They've got to earn this. Based on what they did against Toronto, Chris and Eric both, as we know, did not play well, did not shoot well against Toronto. And so that seems to be the blueprint for opponent success against this team. You know, you crowd up Giannis and you plug off the paint, and then you make some of these secondary guys have to beat you on a consistent basis. I think everybody just, right now, they don't know whether or not this team is going to be able to step up to that challenge. But as you mentioned, I've watched them closer, and I'm loving what I'm seeing right now, and I think we'll be fine.
We had Ersan Ilyasova on the program last night, and one of the things that he was discussing was the way they do listen to what is said about them nationally. And while they're a really close-knit group, he said they share everything. So I can only imagine, now he's very politically correct on our program, but I can only imagine what's said behind closed doors. This team seems to use everything, every little slight, as some chip to put on their shoulder to say, let's go out and start just beating the heck out of people. And I love the fact that when we talk about 70 wins or 60 wins or rotation, they don't care. They just want to win a championship. You get that sense even behind closed doors?
Yeah, and I get this real sense of them being able to compartmentalize and stay in the moment and not get too caught up into looking down the road and just thinking about OKC tonight. And I tell you, man, they are chomping at the bit. And what was as indicative of that as anything, if you watched how great a conditioning they were in coming out of the All-Star break going into Detroit, my concern was rest and conditioning and, you know, all those things that normally plague a team after being off for 4 or 5 days, but these guys put in the work collectively. The guys that didn't go to Chicago, the guys that were on their own, they all came back with that single purpose of mind of being in great shape, hitting the ground running after the All-Star break, and almost, you know, just taking it to another level, kind of having to take some time to regress and then regroup and then get back to where you were. They've like hit the ground running, and you saw that against every team they've played so far, more specifically against the Raptors the other night, how they were able to keep their poise and kind of manhandle them down the stretch.
You go back to the Stephen A. comments, and I heard him as well. I know exactly what it is you're talking about. He called him Brooks Lopez, which they didn't get the names right. But when you look at what has gone on, Brooke Lopez, one of the best defenders and rim protectors in basketball. And I said last night, I said it's not a rebound statistics or a shot block statistic. It is when I saw against Toronto guys penetrate and then turn back around and have to kick it out because he was not going to allow them to get to the hoop. It's almost like running into a football lineman. He just is not going to let you get there. And he changed so many shots in that game. What has he done that has just been so different about upping his defensive game?
Well, funny story. The Bucks do a three-point or actually a half-court shooting contest at the end of practice. They were doing that yesterday, and so when Robin came up to shoot, Wes Matthews called him, Brooke. Come on, Brooke. And Robin got so pissed off, you know, good-naturedly, but he chased Wes around the practice, filling everybody. It was just really funny. Come on, Brooke, let's go. You know, like he mistaken, you know, he had a mistaken identity thing going on. But with Brooke, the interesting thing is that, you know, he's not going to block shots, a whole lot of shots. Even though he's up there, he's probably with top five or so in blocking shots. But the bigger point is that the way he can catch without fouling, the way he uses his body, positioning, anticipation of where a guy's takeoff point is and beating there and making him have to, you know, shoot around him or shoot over him and shoot over extended arms. These guys jockey for top three position every single game, it seems like. But it's always Brooke, Giannis, and Robin as the top three in terms of defensive field goal percentage inside the restricted area, right at the rim. Those three always in the top three in the league. However, they may have changed positions during the course of the last couple of games. So, but with Brooks, he's a smart, super high intellect defensive player, and people don't understand too, because Brooks, Stanford guy, kind of laid back guy, but he has this passion and this intensity. You know, I always thought Robin was a more intense player. But, man, I'm watching Brooks because I've had a chance to see him up close and personal these past two seasons. He's every bit as intense as Robin was. He just kind of wears it a different way, but he's into it. And it's just a great thing to watch the way he controls the paint and kind of anchors that. He should be a viable candidate for Defensive Player of the Year under the Mark Gasol kind of route where positioning defense is thought about more so than just shot blocking, even though he does his share of that too. So, but we'll see how that goes. Probably won't happen, but he deserves at least some consideration.
Talking with Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. It wasn't a big move at the trade deadline, but what did it mean to add that additional depth and experience with Marvin Williams?
Great move. You don't have to give up anything to get him. You don't have to upset the chemistry of this team. And so now I've got, you know, barbershop critics, you know, jamming me up about, man, we should have went after so-and-so, and the Lakers are getting the Morris twins, and the Clippers are getting the Morris twins. I'm like, no, look, we don't really need a Morris twin for this group right now. So my point is that his demeanor as a player, he's a fit-in kind of a guy, low-key kind of a guy, great quality person. It's funny, he grew up in Bremerton, Washington. That's where my wife is from, and I've been knowing about him since he was in high school. Me and my wife have been together like 25 years, so I've heard about him for a long, long time. I followed his career closely, and he's just a great, great young man. And he just started. I think I mentioned he was like 2 for 10 or 11 from the 3-point line at one point against Toronto since he's been a Buck. Then he knocked down like 2 or 3 in a row in that game. So I talked to him this morning. I was just like, man, I was glad to see a couple go in. All he said was like, hey, you got to keep giving yourself a chance. I wouldn't go stop shooting. And that's kind of his attitude. But and then the other thing, Bill, is just defensively, when I've watched him play versus Giannis, he played Giannis as well as anybody on the down low. I mean, just post-up defensive positioning. He's strong, lower body weight. And so I don't think people have an understanding just how good of a defensive player that he is. And his post-up points per possession, that was one of the tops in the league. You don't think about Marvin Williams being a great post-up player, but he's got a real soft touch, soft hands inside, back to the basket game that doesn't get enough attention. So I just love it all the way around, from chemistry fit to tangible on-court contribution. I think he's going to be huge for this team.
One thing I wanted to ask you before I let you go. It was interesting because last night Ersan said that he talks to Zaza Pachulia quite a bit. And he said when Zaza talked to him about the analysis of the Bucks outside looking in, he said, remember, starters will win you the season, but your bench will win you a championship. And that was a pretty poignant statement coming from Zaza, who's got a couple of rings. Do you feel that this bench and the way it is and the fact that they've been able to win without Giannis will win them a championship?
Well, I mean, hey, you know, Zaza, don't judge a book by its cover. That's a poignant, really, really interesting observation. And here's a quick story. My best friend, high school coach at Crenshaw High School, Ed Waters, he sent me a question on Twitter about, is there an analytics category for grit? Because the Toronto Raptors have it. And my response on Twitter to him was, yeah, you can find it in that section under Dante DiVincenzo, you know, because Dante, in terms of grit, he brings it. We saw that against Toronto. You know, Connaughton is pet. We got a terrific bench that, and that's without Kyle Korver being available with what he's going through right now in terms of shooting, what he brings to the table. But the bench has been the key. The bench will be the key in the playoffs. And again, it's going to boil down to offensively, can these guys hit shots on a consistent basis? And I think the coaching staff, that's kind of been when everything has been geared toward. And we know they're going to bring it defensively and diving all over the place and flying after offensive and defensive rebound and locking up people and doing what they do, help defense. But the ability to knock down shots and what we've seen, especially with this staggered kind of rotation that Coach Bud has gone to, where he'll play Giannis late in the first quarter after pulling him early in the game around the 8 or 9 minute mark, put him back in with the bench unit. And so he works a lot with those guys just in terms of chemistry and timing and everything. And I really think it's going to be something that makes a huge difference come playoff time.
Always look forward to talking to you, Marcus. Thanks so much for joining us for a couple of minutes. I certainly appreciate it, okay?
Anytime, man. Thank you.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. You can find him on Twitter. You got to look. OL School. OLSKOOL 888. Find him there on Twitter. That's right. Old School 888 on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Your car, they treat you fair. 80 plus years. They've been doing it. Call them. That's all you got to do. If you want to change teams or find a new team, whatever it happens to be, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. When we come back, James Harden said something that is a direct shot at Giannis. I mean, just flat out questions Giannis. Doesn't think he's nearly as the level of player as James Harden thinks he is. And I'll tell you, you'll hear it. I won't tell you. You'll hear it when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Hot to fire. Streets of stone. Modern warriors. Saddle-lined horses of chrome. Taste the wild. Lick the wind. Like something never saw before. Their jaws dropping to the floor. Steel made of soul and sin. Rebels born without a care.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are here. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. We always appreciate you being here. This portion of the program brought to you by our terrific friends. Terrific friends along for the ride. Over there at J&L Tire Service, Lyle and his staff do such a great job out there in Johnson Creek and in the Watertown area. And I've highly encouraged you for a while now. If you need tires, if you need service, if you're an over-the-road driver and you have a trailer that needs to be repaired or looked at, they do great trailer repair. So it doesn't matter if you're a soccer mom, a deer hunting dad, whatever it happens to be, or an over-the-road driver, jandltire.com. That's jandltire.com. Right there off of 94 in Johnson Creek, serving Watertown and the surrounding areas for over 25 years. And they do so much philanthropic work. They're just terrific people. Tell them we said hi. That's our friends at Lake, or I should say at J&L Tire Service. And thanks to them for being a part of the program as well. Hey, by the way, if you're going to go out and watch some games this weekend, don't forget to say hi to Cornet and the whole staff down at Coach's Pub and Grill, home of the Big Boy Burger. Stop in, say hi. South 13th Street in Milwaukee. Again, Coach's Pub and Grill, they are the home of the Big Boy Burger. James Harden was doing a sit-down with Rachel Nichols. And the question came up about respect, and it was talking about Giannis, and this is what he had to say about Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo makes a joke on the air about, I want to take someone who can pass. I'm taking Kemba Walker instead of James Harden.
I have more assists than him, I think.
You ranked 10th in assists going into the All-Star break, and Kemba ranked 36th in assists going into the All-Star break.
So I don't see what the joke is, but I didn't even see it. You know, I don't pay attention to stuff like that. I just know none of them can mess with me.
Well, Daryl Morey, your general manager, had a great line to kind of address all of that. He said, being different doesn't really get appreciated until it works.
Yeah, or when I'm done. When it's all said and done, they'll appreciate it more. You know, but I wish I could just run and with 7 feet and run and just dunk. Like, that takes no skill at all. I got to actually learn how to play basketball and how to have skill, you know? I take that any day.
Do you think that in the end, a title is going to give you the respect that you think you deserve?
I mean, it is, and I will get it.
You feel confident about that?
Yes, very.
I like it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love.
There you go. It doesn't take any skill to run and dunk. I actually had to learn how to play basketball. That's the shot that James Harden just fired off at Giannis. There you go. It doesn't take any skill to be 7 foot and run and dunk. I actually had to learn how to play basketball. How about that? How about that? That's coming out of James Harden, who clearly doesn't have a lot of respect for Giannis. Now, we all know, look, it's no secret that Harden kind of rookied, so to speak, Giannis. Giannis took exception to it a long time ago. And it's been kind of a tete-a-tete back and forth. And Giannis earned the MVP last year. James Harden didn't like it. He made comments about it. He went around proclaiming that he was the MVP. And like I said, Giannis kind of took offense to it. So, but more and more and more coming out from James Harden towards Giannis Antetokounmpo. I really would love to see James Harden and company knock off the Lakers and end up against the Bucks in the NBA Finals. I would love it. I would just love it. I would love to see that, because I think not only would it be a great, two great teams, but I think the storyline alone would be fantastic between James Harden and Giannis. And if you haven't seen Giannis play angry, that would be the game in which you would want to watch Giannis play angry. I think it would be fantastic. Just my thought, but I'm not sure how you feel, but I love it. But James Harden basically just coming right out and dissing Giannis, saying, you know, no big deal. Look how big he is. Doesn't give him credit for his ability to handle the basketball. Doesn't give him credit for his ability to start hitting threes. Doesn't give him credit for the mid-range jumper that he's developing. None of that stuff. Just said, I had to learn how to play basketball. It's easy to be 7 foot and dunk the ball. So there you go. That's James Harden. Just ripping up on Giannis. We're going to talk a little bit. Well, I shouldn't say we're going to talk. We talked with Ersan Ilyasova last night in the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. In case you missed it, that is coming up. That portion of the program is going to be coming up here momentarily. And you're going to hear some of the things that he has to say, including about the noise from the outside. I asked him specifically about that last night. You're going to hear his reaction when we come back. Hey, don't forget our friends over there at Team Hochberg. They are giving you an opportunity right now. If you own or rent a home, doesn't matter. If you own or rent, they want to pay either your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. I'm not kidding. What they want to do is give listeners on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network an opportunity to have them, Team Hochberg, pay your rent or your mortgage for an entire year. They have teamed up with the Chicago Blackhawks to offer two renters and two homeowners. Okay, they're going to draw from everybody the opportunity to shoot a puck during the March 22nd Blackhawks game. And if you score the goal, you then either get your rent or your mortgage paid for an entire year. But you can't win unless you register. Go to chicagoblackhawks.com/Team Hochberg, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. That's Team Hochberg. Registration ends February 29th, which is tomorrow. Registration and review the official rules and details, all that good stuff at chicagoblackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. And that's the Blackhawks, chicagoblackhawks.com/Team Hochberg. They have helped me and a bunch of you radio listeners as well from the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Whether it's refi or it's a cash out refi or it's a first mortgage, whatever it may be, we got a lot of stories from great people that have taken advantage of them. And they've helped you out. 855-56-DAVID. You can't do anything if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID. Or simply go to 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Homesite Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061. All right. Coming up next, you're going to hear from Ersan Ilyasova and all that he has to say about the outside noise and how inside they perceive it. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. Last night, Ersan Ilyasova joined us on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. What a great guy. What a lot of fun. We just had a tremendous time last night with him, myself, Steve Novak. And right away, we started talking about a lot of different things regarding this team. But since it's been the topic of conversation today, the national media, whether it's Stephen A. Smith or Colin Cowherd, now James Harden kind of taking shots at Giannis. I asked him, I said, look, on the national media scale, you know, They kind of rip Milwaukee. I mean, I think a lot of people want to see Milwaukee win, but they kind of rip Milwaukee. So I asked him, I said, look, what do you think about the national media and the way they treat you guys.
I think this is the burden of the being a small market team, you know. And I mean, nobody wants to see you to succeed. But I think we're going to prove them wrong. And I watch a lot of those, you know, the NBA analytics who talk about, you know, NBA teams and stuff. I mean, as soon as the conversation go about Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks, they're like, you know, it's always there. But our record always speak for himself. You know, they have to admit it now. But, you know, before, I remember I played for Bucks for, you know, almost my whole career. Even nobody was even talking about it, but now they have to.
That's just it. They don't want to talk about a small market team. It's not flashy. It doesn't draw the ratings, but now they have to. They have to. He said, look, you know, when it comes to, you know, this team, the depth, and going back to what I just told Marcus Johnson about the conversation that Ersan told us about Zaza Pachulia, he said the depth of this team, take a listen, because he said the depth of this team is going to be what puts him over the top.
I spoke with my friend of mine, Zaza Pachulia, who was, you know, get two championship with Golden State Warriors. He said, you know, the starting lineup, we're win the regular season, but your bench will win the championship. I think this is like, it's make more sense for me now. You know, obviously, you have starting lineup who play really well, but, you know, you have to use all other guys, you know, to honor, in order to win the championship, to get in the playoffs, you know. Because, you know, the playoffs, you know, it's a lot of games you play, and everybody has to contribute in the right way to, you know, in order for success.
So last year, the way last year went, this team was very, very talented. They just didn't have enough to get over the top. So last year, he talks about the learning experience and from last year and the new expectations for this year.
I think, you know, last year, obviously, expectation wasn't there. You know, obviously, the new coach, you know, Coach Bud just came and we got like, a lot of players, new players. And I think we will see where we're at last year, you know, and we gain experience. And like this year, it's all about winning. Now we kind of know what to expect from each other. We kind of, everybody familiar with the system. And I think, it's like you said, it's learning experience. You know, when they actually against Toronto, you know, we kind of see it that, you know, if, you know, Giannis got triple team, you know, other guys have to find the right place. And I think, as a matter of fact, you know, this practice this morning, we kind of work on it. We watch the film, you know, because we knew the good Giannis is, and everybody tried to, you know, double team and triple team. So, like, everybody have to be in the right place.
Everybody's giving the right place, right time. The one thing he talks about with this team. Now, it's tough because when we talk about buying, Steve Novak had a great point. He said when everybody buys in, a lot of times you don't get everybody to buy in. You're trying to get the majority of guys. And when you're winning, you can buy in because things are going right. But sometimes it's hard to keep guys away from their own statistics. Where Ersan says this team is different than other teams because of how everybody just wants to be a part of winning and the contributions.
For some reason, you know, when I play in different teams, everybody think when the score, this is the contribution. But, like, you know, in this locker room, we know, like, you know, it's not about scoring. Obviously, we have guys who will come and score, you know, but for sure we have some guys who come up, we do whatever necessary, you know. It's not just, you know, kind of rely on the scoring, but it's all different things, you know, rebounding, play defense, play right way, you know, be in the right spot, you know. I think this is going to be carry us in a long way.
Also, he says, look, when it comes to the 70 wins thing, and I asked him about it, he said, they don't think about that.
To be honest, if you start, you know, thinking about those things, then you're in trouble. You know, yeah. I think we don't think this way. You know, obviously each game, I mean, in order to reach in the top of the, you know, whatever we want, it's just you have to isolate like each game. So I think like each game for us is a championship, you know, so we have to play and we see we're going to get rich, you know.
Every game is a championship and they want to get rich in that regard. He also says that when it comes to the Bucks and this historic defensive season, talking about that Ringer article we discussed yesterday, here's his thoughts on that.
Coach Bud, the biggest mentality is the defense, you know, and the way we work, you know, in a training camp, you know, our mindset was, you know, defense. I mean, if you're not let a score, you know, the other team, and you can end up with a couple of easy baskets, you know, you always have a chance to win the game. And, you know, sometimes we have those nights when we kind of, the shot doesn't go for us, you know, we can, like, you know, we meet, like, 12-0 from three-point line, you know. But I think the one thing, we always rely on our defense. Like you said, you know, Brook is always there, blocking shot, you know. I was there, you know, taking charges, you know, myself.
Right.
And it was like, we have a lot of guys, you know, Pat Covington, you know, play aggressively. And we have, you know, even from last year, Giannis and Bledsoe got, you know, defensive player of the year, you know, so it's important. I think those things will carry the championship.
So when it comes to Coach Bud, and we got into this discussion as well, because it's tough for coaches to grab everybody and put their arms around everybody and get everybody, again, going back to the buy-in comment. And one of the things that specifically we asked him was, what is it about Coach Bud? What makes him so incredibly special to want to play for him?
I think his the approach to the players is like really unique. He will probably always talk to you in the same way, but you know, and whatever you did wrong or right, he will address you, but at the same time he address everybody. So I think like it's why we really important is everybody on the same page. Like we know what expects from each other, and I think like, you know, when you're in a team, like, you know, we have right now, it's all about just kind of know what expect from each other, and we know what the coach wants from us, you know. So this is kind of help us to just, you know, truly believe in him, and he believe in us. So I think this is the most important thing.
So in other words, it's just getting the guy to believe in you and you believing in everybody else. And it goes back to maybe what Dante DiVincenzo said last week about how it's like the closest thing to a college atmosphere that he can possibly play in. When you talk to other guys in the league, they don't have this type of camaraderie or this type of atmosphere in their locker room. And then on top of it, Giannis is the guy that stirs the drink, let's be honest. So when he's the first one in and the last one to leave and everybody else is kind of following his work ethic and what his expectations are, it makes it easy. But I asked him specifically, I said, look, you play with a lot of guys. You played on a lot of teams. Steve Novak the same way. What makes Giannis different?
For me, his work ethic. It doesn't matter, like, you know, if whatever, he always focus, you know, he's still hungry. Obviously, win, you know, MVP of the league, you know, he'll probably win even more. But I think, like, we see, the first day I see him when he was just drafted, he was always hungry. He worked more than anybody, and he still doing the same thing what we did in the first day.
So there you go. That was Ersan Ilyasova last night. You can hear the entire interview if you simply go to radio.com or go to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network website, BillMichaelsSports.com. You can catch it there because we had a great time last night. Really did. Let's real quick, talking some Bucks basketball. Let's go to Tony listening to us in Greendale. Tony, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's up, man?
Hey, Bill. What I really feel is the small market thing. I mean, it's the same thing with the Packers. If you turn on ESPN, if you turn on even the NFL Network or even like with the Brewers, they never talk about these teams. Even, you know, we're doing well. They don't talk about us. They talk about the big markets, and I think that's the main problem right there. I mean, if Stephen A. can't even pronounce, you know, doesn't even know it's Brook and not Brooks.
Right.
Lopez, you know, that's pretty bad, man. That guy's supposed to be professional, you know. But I think that's really what it's all about. It comes right down to that.
Yeah.
And I think these other, you know, which I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I agree. I think part of it is it's just – it's Milwaukee. It's had a reputation. Milwaukee's got a stigma, and until somebody wins a championship in this city, it's going to carry the stigma of just being a small wannabe.
I think they'll always treat us like that. I really do. I don't think that's going to change too much. You know, they don't with the Packers. They kind of, you know, I think that sometimes that, especially maybe years ago, the media actually liked that we were from a small market. They thought, you know, wow, look at this small market team that's owned by the not by one owner. But I really feel that we're small market, you know, and, you know, they don't like it. They like the L.A.s. They like the New Yorks. They like the Chicagos, you know, the Houstons, whatever. And, you know, I think a lot of these players that may be talking, I think they're just scared and they're trying to take Giannis out of his game and take the Bucks out of their game. I really do.
They are. I think they appreciate the phone call and good point. I think I think part of it is small market. I think part of it is that Giannis is receiving a growing amount of attention. And the people that went to the larger markets to get the attention, that feel they deserve the attention, aren't getting the attention. And more people are looking over the fence going, yeah. Here's the thing. The more you degrade the talent around Giannis, such as Stephen A. Smith did, basically saying that, you know, Chris Middleton's not a scrub, which is a terrible statement. Talking about not being winners out of Colin Cowherd, the more you do that, the more then you justify Giannis as the true MVP, because if you believe he doesn't have talent around him, look where they're at then because of him. And if you then give the team credit, you're giving the small market credit for putting together one of the best teams in the NBA. So either way you go, it justifies one way or the other the depth and or the ability of this team to get wins. 855-830-8648. When we come back, got to get to it. Going to get to the new mail, heads up, plays of the week. This portion of the program brought to you by good friends at Quick Trip. They now have fried chicken. Fried chicken at Quick Trip. Stop in because it is beating the national brands and taste tests left and right. And it may not be in the Quick Trip you're in right now, but it could be at one near you. So you got to find it. When you find it, oh my God, go in and get it. It comes with some of the sides if you choose to do so. mashed potatoes, gravy, the potato wedges, the mac and cheese. You can get dark meat, white meat. You can get a full chicken. You can get half a chicken. You can get just 8 pieces, 3 pieces, whatever it may be. You can get it over at Quick Trip, but just try it. Pick it up on your way home. If you're just going to go home and watch a game and hang out a little bit, do it yourself. Test it, taste it. You're good to go. That's from our friends at Quick Trip. Neumel has the plays of the week coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Time now for the Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week. Number one, Robin Lopez, crucial block, force of the OT against the Wizards. Here it is.
Teal. Oh! Robin Lopez absolutely shuts down Hashimura.
In your face. Number two, Radio Joe.
Chris Middleton continues to just play out of his mind, even with Giannis not playing. Same game in overtime, the go-ahead three from Middleton himself, Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Middleton.
Napier went down.
He went down all right.
Chris Middleton called for a moment shooter shoot. He lights it up late, 135, 132.
Boy, these fans have been treated tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Then number three, the Bucks and the Raptors. Dante DiVincenzo, the ridiculous reverse.
It's like shooting over a silo. DiVincenzo to the rim.
Wow. Dante DiVincenzo.
The gritty Dante. And that's your Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week, brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical Center. Treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders. 98% success rate. A 98% success rate. All you got to do is call them. The medical experts over there. 414-455-4451. They were doing it first. They've been doing it better than anybody else. Don't go with the impersonators. Just don't do that. Plus, if it's low T that's got you down, they can help you out with some low T treatments or the all-in-one weight loss program. That works as well. But you can't do anything if you don't call, and a call is free. All you got to do is give them a, just pick up the phone. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That is the Neumel Medical Center. Just give them a shout. Tell them we sent you. Good stuff. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we got some buy or sell, which is right around the corner. Also, our good buddy Mike Clemens is going to be joining us. Mike's going to give us a shout from the Combine down in Indianapolis. We'll get to what kind of he's talking about. And then you've also got, we'll close things out after that. One of the things that was interesting, I wanted to get to this real quick, is, and there's been a lot of people talking about where certain players are going to end up. Now, we know that Drew Brees is going back to the Saints. Patriots coach Bill Belichick has yet to initiate talks with Tom Brady. Now, on one hand, you just assume that Brady's going to be coming back, right? He's got to go back. He's got to go back to New England. I mean, I think it would be crazy for him to leave unless he wants to prove he can win without Bill Belichick. But remember, Bill Belichick has won without Tom Brady. But it's kind of puzzling why these two don't chat, or the representatives don't chat. The NFL rumor mill freaking out about the Pats not talking to Brady yet. But this is what Bill Belichick, and this is how he kind of has done business for years. Nothing has changed. The surprise is that anybody think it would be different. There's a lot of conjecture about where Tom Brady's going to end up. And I've heard everything from, you know, Dallas to Miami. But should New England be in constant communication in an effort to show how much they value Tom Brady, that's another story. Should it treat a 20-year veteran who delivered 6 Super Bowls to Foxborough differently than any other player? Think about that. Maybe, but Bill Belichick's not going to change his ways. Brady's a player. He's got a lot of players on his team, Bill Belichick says. But look, Belichick isn't changing his ways. Whether it's arrogant, stupid, whatever you want to consider it. And I think at times Bill Belichick is a complete jag and takes pride in it. But it's worked. Belichick at the Combine said, nobody respects, and this is Bill Belichick talking now, nobody respects Tom more than I do. Then he goes on to say, I respect all the other players and all the other coaches in this organization as well. Everybody who has a part of it is important to us. I want to give the proper attention and communication and detail and thought on my input into those decisions. Would you expect anything differently from Bill Belichick? Seriously? Belichick not initiating early talks with Brady is the most, as they called it, Belichickian move ever. The ultimate proof that he values the team over any individual. That no single player, not even Tom Brady, will ever make him alter his way of doing business. Instead, the Patriots want to know what the salary cap's going to look like in 2020 before making any commitments, which is a reasonable take. Until then, Brady, he's going to post on Instagram, watch some TV, talk about his future. I don't know if that's going to sour him on returning, but remember, Brady was the guy that did not want Garoppolo breathing over his neck. So he went to Robert Kraft, and Robert Kraft promptly made the trade for Garoppolo. Belichick didn't want to do that. He wanted to hang on to Garoppolo for this particular point in time. But Belichick said, no hard feelings. We're just going to continue to do our business the way we do business, and this is the way we do business. So if I'm Tom Brady, I don't know that necessarily that I would expect any more out of Bill Belichick, right? I don't think I would. So Tom Brady, there's a lot of talk about possibly the Chargers with Phillip Rivers leaving. Could he end up in Las Vegas, baby? Or Tampa Bay, Tennessee. There was talk about Miami. But before it's all said and done, my assumption is that Tom Brady ends up back in New England. You know the other story that kind of freaked me out? That if you didn't see the headline, or if you just saw the headline, it might even freak you out more, was that Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. Now, this takes the screaming into the pillow at night a little bit further. Said, thinking about Dak Prescott's contract, he does this while he's, quote, in the shower. Yeah, I think we all need a shower after that. Ugh. Buy or sell up next, then Mike Clemens. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show after this.
Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.